Hello and welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's leading publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham. I'm a journalist who's been covering M&A for more than a decade. For this episode, we're heading to France to find out more about how the political turmoil there is impacting the country's startups. I'm joined by Aretsky Yeish, who is Merger Market's France Bureau Chief. Hi, Aretsky. Welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Juliana.
So, it's a big question, but can we start with you giving us something of an overview of French politics, because it's been a very rocky road recently.
Yes, this is kind of complicated, and this stems from the fact that France has elected a hung parliament in summer 24, when Macron called for a snap election after his political group lost the European elections to the far right or the hard right, I don't know. So since then, we have a hung parliament and constant debates on the French budget. And we saw a lot of prime minister over the past year. So we had the fourth one in 1 year named after former prime minister François Bayrou stepped down over tough budget negotiations. And now in early October, former defense minister Sébastien Lecornu was named prime minister, and he had the complicated task to sit with all political groups of the National Assembly to find some sort of consensus on budget, so which will imply some tax increases on some point and some spending reduction for social welfare in France as well on the other hand. So this is let's say that Sébastien Lecornu is walking on a tightrope. He managed to survive non-confidence vote recently, and That was a way for him now to kickstart a negotiation for the French 2026 budget, which is key, knowing that the French credit situation is deteriorating and that some rating agency have started to also downgrade the France let's say rates when it comes to raising debt to finance its policies. Here we are, and this is a long period of instability, and I think the fact that some new tax raises or increases are planned has also triggered worries among the business players, let's say, and also especially among startups which rely heavily on fundraisers, investments.
Can I just jump in? You mentioned about the credit ratings and the France's credit ratings being cut, the impact on startups. But could you just give us a sense of how this hung parliament, how the budget negotiations are impacting the kind of corporate landscape in France? Because it doesn't look great from an outsider's point of view.
Yeah, you mean on the business environment? It's true that when you talk to big corporates and also to startups looking to raise funds and to grow in France and outside of France, what matters the most is legal and political stability. Because if you want to spend money to expand abroad, or if you spend money to acquire companies in France, you want to be sure that you're not going to be hit by sudden taxes, or that you'll operate in the country on the brink of chaos. So yeah, it's it's not ideal to operate in such uncertainty. So that's why the budget negotiations are key, because for the first time in 8 years since French president and pro-European and pro-business politician Emmanuel Macron was elected, there is a question on whether this pro-business agenda is going to be maintained. So this is this has created worries in the business environment, let's say. But it's been a year that such a certainty is on, let's say, in France. And there are also ways to say, looking at what happened over the past year, there are also ways to not be too pessimistic, because it seems that especially for the M&A scene, there are all other big factors, determining whether you're going to do M&A or not, which are economic factors, not necessarily related to the political situation in France.
So turning now to the startup scene, let's start with the good points. We've got the superstar Mistral AI that's got really strong backing and was valued at nearly 12 billion euros in September with its latest fundraising round. Could you just tell us a bit more about that? What does Mistral do and where does it fit into this AI boom?
Yes, Mistral AI is, perhaps the record startup fundraising in France history. Why? So, to make it simple, Mistral AI is France's rival to ChatGPT. It's just an AI platform, conversation platform, as we call them in France. So, it has been supported heavily by the French government, not necessarily through investment, but politically speaking, French President Emmanuel Macron is really promoting Mistral AI, who a company which is seen as a French champion, but also a European champion, So this is what explains why, in a context where startup investment is less dynamic compared to the crazy years, the post-COVID years of 21-22, where valuation were insane. After 22 and the war in Ukraine and the inflation waves, we saw clearly that startup investments flattered a bit. So Mistral AI is definitely an outlier. Why? Because the technology is key for France and Europe's sovereignty when it comes to AI and tech innovation. It clearly, this particular company, the fact it attracts so much money reflects, shows that for startups, to raise funds, you better have some sort of technology which could serve the industrial sovereignty of France and Europe, whereas other innovation, with not real, industrial application for flagship industries will have trouble to raise money. So yeah, Mistral AI is a flagship startup. It's pretty useful politically for France and Europe to show that they have AI arrival.
So Oreski, Mistral is the big success story. It's a big success story. But can you give us some context of how much that dominates the scene? What figures do you have to back that up?
When you look at the volume of and value of fundraisers above 20 million euros this year, you realize that somehow it's stable compared to 24 last year and to 23. Clearly 21-22 were record years, post-COVID record years. But the thing is that when you look at the total value, 3.5 billion, you realize that Mistral with its 1.7 billion euro fundraise is having close to 50% of the total value. So when you are not taking into account the jumbo Mistral AI fundraise, clearly there is a steep drop in fundraises above 20 million euros in France. That's what merger market data showed.
So that is the big success story. Are there any other notable startups that we should have on our radar?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we have I don't know if I should say backlog, but there are like promising unicorns or startup valued at least 1 billion euros that are waiting. That some sort of in a waiting room to raise more funds. I think of Doctolib, which is like some sort of medical appointment platform, which is expected to IPO, maybe next year or in 2027. I mean, it's been years that we're waiting for Doctolib to IPO. Like, this is like a great French success story. You have also promising fintech like Content Square. They were coveting a double listing in New York and Paris. I mean, but those big unicorns, they raised a lot in 2021-22, but the macroeconomic situation, the geopolitical context made a new fundraise or an IPO a bit more complicated. So, but apart from those big names, you also have promising, business services, startups, or fintech. I think of, Quanto is also very interesting to have a look at. And, anything related also to defense and nuclear energy, because, AI, Mistral AI is also serving for the French government, which decided to increase investment in nuclear energy. AI is heavily relying on energy and nuclear energy. Any startups, in those sectors, should be on our watch list.
And so, can you talk about the challenges facing the startup scene? Those are some of the kind of successful companies, but there are lots that are finding things challenging. And can you talk about the impact of the research and development tax credits and where those fit into the picture?
Yeah, so there are a lot of worries about this. The not necessarily the end of this tax rebate, but. The French politicians realized that maybe this tax rebate tool should be questioned for budget reasons, and so this has created a little bit of worries, because some startups relying heavily on research and development are able to attract funds from family offices or what we call super rich people, because they get tax rebates if they invest in innovative companies investing in research and development. And now that we have like heated debate in the French Parliament at the moment on where to make savings and how to register the budget, this tax rebate was highlighted, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be suppressed. So there are worries, but I think also what a lot of to make us tell you is that since 22 and the war in Ukraine and the big inflation wave we lived, there are credibility factors for startup are stricter. They really need to show that they're profitable. They really need to show that they have an interesting growth strategy. So that's why it's a bit tough for them at the moment. But France is still the top, one of the top destination for foreign investment, and the sectors like defense, energy, are and medical healthcare are still very, very promising.
Okay, and just a final question, very briefly. It's one of the top destinations, but things are looking a bit shaky to the outside world. What needs to happen for France to restore its credibility with the international business community?
France is fine until it gets worse. So clearly, the key milestone will be to show that the country is able to, you know, to vote a balanced budget by the end of the year. If we end up having another drama on the French budget, I think investors will start to think twice before investing in France. I mean, it's not me telling you that, but some deal makers. I mean, it's fine until it gets worse. This kind of uncertainty is also encouraging some big corporates and investors to accelerate with their plans in France. But for some others, if we don't reach some sort of stability a budget voted by the end of the year, it's going to get a bit more complicated. But eventually we'll have French presidential elections in 27, but April 27, but it's not sure that investor will wait until that election. End of the year, next budget is going to be key. But France is also sitting on very strong assets, as I said earlier.
Okay, so we will be keeping a very close eye on it. Oreski, great to talk to you. Thanks a lot. That was Oreski Yeşu's Merger Markets France Bureau Chief. And just to point out, we're recording this on Wednesday, the 5th of November. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed listening, please follow and review the podcast. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, do have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.